No, there's nothing's changed other than what, you know, we have ceased mining under our approvals for a bulk sample. So obviously we can't do any more than that. So essentially we just shut it down until we go through the approval process and we receive them.
In terms of your employees at the site, there are rumours that people have been laid off. Now, as I understand, there's both direct employees of Sherwin as well as contractors. Just firstly, with your direct employees, have any of those been laid off?
Some of the casuals have, because there's no need for them at the moment. So, but in respect for the permanent ones, because I just want to go back a bit, because we've received delays in seeking our approvals with the EIS. So we obviously, in an ideal world, we would have just kept flowing on, you know, going from the bulk sample to the mining operation. However, that's not to be. We're not complaining about that, so I want to be clear on that. That's, you know, we're comfortable with where both governments, the federal and the territory government, are in the approvals, because we'd like to be as transparent as we can. And we don't want to, you know, push hard and then people accuse us of, you know, cutting corners and all that sort of stuff. So we're just sitting here waiting for the approvals to come to us. And, you know, that might be 1 month or 2 months. So just as, you know, in respect to diligence, you know, as a company, we've asked any casuals which were primarily related to, you know, the transport of the ore or bits and pieces, we've just sort of put them off. The permanent ones, we've just asked at the moment, because we're uncertain whether it's 1 month or 2 months, just they'll take, you know, leave without pay, and then we assess where we are in the approval process by the end of July.
How many people are we talking about, both in terms of the casuals and the full-time employees?
Sorry, Carmen, a rough guess, maybe 10 or 15 on our side. Balmoral, the contractor, I'm not sure. You know, they had anywhere up to 40 or 50 people. But they've gradually wound down because they knew the mining operation was going to stop for a while.
So you can say with certainty that this lack of staff on site and the laying off of staff or asking them to go on leave without pay, is that directly related to the financial position of Sherwin Iron?
No, it's just purely, it's a bit of both. It's as directors, we have to, can't keep everyone on until we know we're going to get our approvals. Part of our financing was, when we get our approvals done, we have a facility in place that automatically draws down. So we're just doing what any responsible company should do, is just stop and wait.
What reaction have you had from the staff to this, I guess, the request to take leave without pay, for example? How have the staff responded?
No, they're all pretty good. They, you know, they realise where we are in the scheme of things. So they haven't had, you know, unless you're hearing anything different, we haven't heard anything adverse, because that's just the nature of the beast. But, I mean, we can't dig without approvals, you know. So everyone understands that. Anyone with common sense understands that. You can't do any more than that.
How much notice were your employees given that this was going to happen?
In the last 6 or 8 weeks, we know that it's been going to be winding down. And then, obviously, we got an indication from the Commonwealth Government about the 6th of June that they wanted to stop the clock a bit, which was, what, just over 4 weeks ago. So we, you know, had an indication then that we wouldn't be in a position where we rolled on straight from bulk sample to mining.
And do you expect that you'll actually get most of those employees to come back when you do get to that stage of ramping up the mining operation? Do you think they'll still be willing to come back?
Oh, I think so. Obviously, if it was an extended period of time, I couldn't ask or expect them to come back. You know, they'd have to obviously go and seek other jobs. So, you know, but I'm fortunate enough to have an extremely good, dedicated, loyal team. So, you know, and that's why we're just working through it gradually, not just saying, you know, go away, we're finished with you and hope you get back in 2 months' time. It's just working with them. Some, you know, do want to take the opportunity to, because it's been, you know, over 12 months on this boat sample, I guess. So some want to take extra leave, and others, if they can't afford it, they come to us and say, well, listen, I can't, you know, I've been offered this job short term, things like that. So we're working through it on an individual basis.
And just to clarify, there was a commitment from Sherwin towards Indigenous employment. Have any of those workers from particularly places like Nooka come on board already, and are they part of the group that are affected?
We had a few traditional owners on board from different areas within the region. We've been working with the Northern Land Council under our commitments for the native title obligations and our covenants in employment to start on the capabilities. As you'd understand, we couldn't commit until we knew where we have a clear way forward with it within our processes. But we are working in that with regard to, as I say, assessing what the capabilities are down there and then building a framework in which to get people ready for work.